You are listening to God in the Picture with myself, Zibuse Elkunene. And again, I am not alone tonight. I have my guest who joined us last week, and he has agreed to also join us again this week. His name is Thuto, if you have missed him. He is a husband and a father of three children. Now, last week we started the topic, the will of the father. But before we did that and getting into the will of the father itself, we explored how is it possible that we can understand the will of the father if we ourselves as fathers are not even aligned to the father. And we touched on some historical context, and Thuto mentioned that we need to be a living sacrifice if we are to be aligned to have the will and experience the will of the father. Welcome, Thuto.
Thank you so much for having me again today.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. I suppose the question that we need to explore tonight is, what does it actually mean to do the will of the Father?
I think back to basics, to revere the Lord.
Mm.
If we cannot fulfill the will of the Father if we are not in sync with the Father, we need to know what the Father expects of us, and we need to be in sync with what he expects of us, and be committed to it.
Yes.
Because our commitment to him helps us to be committed to them, our sons.
Hmm.
I'll touch something that is bothering society today. We have a problem with a boy child. And part of the problem that we have with the boy child is because it's fatherlessness that exists within many families.
Mm.
If fathers, I'm not saying entirely, but if fathers were to know the will of the father, part of the fatherlessness would be alleviated. Many families who don't have the fathers, it's fathers who ran away from responsibility.
Yes.
Partially. Mm. That is a reason.
But also, sorry, let me just pause there. The fathers who ran away from responsibility, yeah, did they understand
exactly
what was expected of them when they became fathers?
So we are giving birth to a generation that has lost the gist and the true essence of being a father. And we can only regain that back if we as fathers will go back to having the understanding and the knowledge of the will of our Heavenly Father, so that us as earthly fathers will be able to then become that which our Heavenly Father expects of us. And once we become that, fathering our own sons will become a bliss. But we as fathers, when we are misplaced ourselves, the question is, how then do we pass the, which will are we going to pass to our sons if we ourselves are misplaced in terms of the issue of the will of our father?
Yes. And last week we had touched on the book of Habakkuk, where God says, write the vision and make it plain. So that means if we are misplaced, we won't be able to ascertain what the will and the vision. Through the will of the Father, we then are able to articulate the vision.
Absolutely.
That the Father has given us.
I love what the Lord says. He says, see, I have put before you a curse and a blessing, life and death. But I want you to note that. He says, see, I have put before you.
Vision.
You see. So everything that has to do with the will of the Father, it has to be known, then it must be seen. So where are we taking our sons if we cannot see what the Father expects and what the Father has put before us? So it's very important for us to invest in seeking the will.
And what I love about seeking is that it is a present continuous activity.
Yep.
We may never get to the end, but we are constantly seeking.
Being revealed unto the will. So
yes,
the will is unfolding. So it's unfolding according to specifications. It might not unfold for you the same way it's unfolding for me, because we might be fathers at different levels.
Yes.
But when we seek, it would unfold according to your need at the present moment and time while you are seeking it.
Mm.
So what you may be seeking, you may be seeking, Lord, how do I groom my son to maintain a very good conduct?
Yes.
While on my side, I'm saying, Lord, how can I groom my, what is your will for me in terms of grooming my child to maintain a healthy, positive outlook? Yours is conduct, mine has to do with the mindset. And God will unfold it to you as a father, his will, according to that. Yeah. But it unfolds, as you say, it unfolds, and it's unceasingly unfolding. We cannot stop it. It continues to unfold and unfold and unfold. But here's the thing about that. As it unfolds, when we are seeking it and it's unfolding, that is an indication for us that we are in the right path. But once we stop seeking, we lose the path. Because we only find the path in the seeking.
Mm. And I think another thing that's also important in finding the path in seeking is to be able to listen. My sheep know my voice, mm-hmm. right? And no other will they follow.
Yep.
So it means that we need to cultivate. Sometimes we think that seeking is also about us always just speaking, but it also involves listening.
Yeah.
And if we can listen to the Holy Spirit, if we can listen to the Father,
yeah.
and cultivate that habit,
yeah.
and also doing it in front of our children, then we can teach them through action.
Yeah. We become better sons because of the teachings of the Father.
We become better sons because of the teaching of the Father.
If the teaching of the Father is missing, in other words, the voice of the Father is no longer audible to a son, then the son is in trouble. Remember the prodigal son? There's one time I shared this. I said, the prodigal son's life was perfect and well while he was still in the presence of the Father. Because the Father will speak over him. The Father will give instruction. The Father will give in direction. The voice of the Father was audible. But the day that he went away from the presence of the Father, the voice of the Father was no longer audible. The instruction was no longer flowing. The direction was no longer given. The advice was no longer given. Then trouble started.
Oh, you know, you're taking me back. I remember there's a scripture where in the Bible it tells us that the Holy Spirit will remind us of things.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing that we hear and see and do yeah. is lost.
Yeah.
Some years ago, when I was a child, I watched TV and there was this speaker who came on and he was articulating the definition of a father, and he took it to the language of Sesotho,
okay.
where father is Ntate.
Mm.
And then he said, Ntate actually means cover me, take me and cover me, right? And for me, that stayed ever since then.
Mm.
And here we are today talking about that, the yeah. prodigal son who left the presence of the Father. Not only the Father provide an umbrella, but he also provided the covering,
yeah.
of which when he left, he removed himself
yeah.
from the covering. And now when we tend to think about it, children who leave the presence of the Father in terms of relationship, they are actually leaving the covering of the Father in the umbrella. And that's why it's also, this thing is now going too far. But that's why now it's also important that we get the blessing of the Father.
Absolutely.
Whenever we need to take those big steps
yep.
and we seek his guidance, and that we are never too old.
Yeah. I've had a friend of mine, a childhood friend, that I remember very well. Today we were not so long ago, I think about a year or so, we were talking about it, reminiscing how much his father's voice over his life helped him so much. I remember when we were about to do our matric, he was so much focused and glued to this particular career that he had thought it was best for him. And I remember that his father, you know, when you are still, you know, you're boys, you're about to go to university, you all, you know, look for those big qualifications that you're thinking about money that you're going to get paid once you get a job, the life you're going to build for yourself from those big salaries. And I remember his father used to say to him, you need to be fixing this up, because they had a truck, a small truck they were using to sell coal, around the township. And his father used to say, you must be a mechanic. And at that time, all of us were talking about going to school, doing BCom and all that. So to him, that was like, you know, it's like my dad doesn't understand that what he wants me to do, it's actually substandard compared to what my friends want.
Yes.
And fast forward, long story short, he went and, you know, we went to university. He went and he was forced to do that. And I remember the time, you know, but today I'm talking about a guy who's sitting with his own fully fledged mechanic workshop. He's got his own tire shop. He's got his own parts shop. Now, his father is no longer there. He's now with the Lord. But the father always said to him, this is what I want for you. And we were reminiscing over these words. We are talking about the will of the father. And his father used to say, you like that. I hear you, my son. This is what he used to say. You like that. But my wish for you is that you do this. So that was the will of his father. And today he's enjoying the benefits of the will of the father.
Sure. You know, this is so powerful. There's a quote that says, a leader takes people to where they don't necessarily want to go, mm-hmm. but where they need to go.
Absolutely.
And then secondly, what we tend to do as parents, we want our children to always be happy with our decisions,
mm-hmm.
be happy with the path in which we set them to go. But yep. the Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go, so that when they're older, they will not depart from it. And therefore, it then means we need to force our children into a path that will benefit them in the future, a path that will be a generational legacy. But it means that we need to take the tough stance now, yeah. that we need to be tough now, but tough in love.
You see, what you're saying is very critical. Mm. There's something interesting in the statement that you're making. Do you know that if the will of the father, this is one of the things I always say to parents when I do parent coaching, I say parenting is a subject of approach. Many parents will come and they say, I've got a problem with this child and this child is naughty and this. When you go and you sit with the child, realize there's no issue here. The issue was the approach, how this ideology the parent wanted to bring across to their child, how it was brought about to the child. So in essence of what you've just said, it's important to understand that it's not difficult for us to be able to embrace the will of the Father. It's just an approach, the manner in which the will of the Father. So if the father who's listening to us now can be asking himself a question, but how do I bring this to my kids? How do I tell them my will? It's not about, you know, enforcing it on them. It's all about finding an approach to say, this is my wish for you. This is the love I have for you. And I think about you and I think about what I would love you to become. This is who and what I think of you becoming. And that approach and that foundation, laying it before our children, you give your children or your sons a platform where they can sit and say, oh, how much love my dad has for me, that this is what they think of me. And they will be able to look into that and say, this is my father's will. What is it that is of my father's will that I can take, coupled with what I desire for myself and embed it in my life, so that always the will of my father remains with me?
There's a scripture that I love in Jeremiah 31.
Yes.
You know, it helps to study the Bible and read the Bible and then be mindful.
Yes.
So in Jeremiah 31 verse 20, God says, this is in the Good News Bible.
Okay.
Israel, You are my dearest son, the child I love best. Mm. Whenever I mention your name, I think of you with love. Mm-hmm. My heart goes out to you. I will be merciful. So when you said that, it clicked.
Absolutely. I mean, imagine if the will of the Father, the will of your son, last week you shared about, I think you sharing with me about your son, that he explored to get, you know, the background of his video game changed. Something he's never done before.
Mm.
And now imagine how much he will embrace the idea of knowing the will of the Father. Because you said to him that, let me leave you, do it. I want to see you do it yourself. And you knew very well that he has never done it before. But you've already clothed him with the positivity to say, I know you can do it. Let me leave you. Do it. Attempt it. And boy, oh boy, didn't he get it right?
And the excitement and the reward.
But now think about that in the long run. It will remain in his heart and in his mind for a very long time. That at some point, I told my dad I can do something, and he never crushed me down because he wants to see me do great things. And instead, he cheered me and he said, do it. I want to see you when you're done. And I got it done. So that thought of knowing that the will of my father is to see me prosper, the will of my father is to see me becoming great, goes a long way. So from the will of Abba Father, it has to flow down to the will of us as earthly fathers, so that that will that we embrace of our God can be able to be translated to our earthly sons, so that the kingdom, listen, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. How? Through your will, Lord. Thy kingdom comes through the will. So if we embrace the will of our Father as fathers, earthly fathers, the will and the kingdom of God will continuously flow throughout the earth, and Christ will become the center of every person's life.
Yo, I'm thinking about, you know, always the practicality of implementation of the word, and I think right now, you as the father who are listening, it's never too late to turn things around.
Absolutely.
It's never too late to make the choice to say, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Choose whom you, everybody else, will follow.
Mm.
Whatever the government may say, whatever the school may say, whatever whoever else outside of there will say, you in this household will follow after what I say, because I want you to see me, because I am submitted under Christ.
You know what you're saying? It reminds me of Moses and the children of Israel.
Mm.
It's exactly. The will of the Father was given to Moses about the children.
Yes.
And the Father, Moses, over the children's mandate was to lead them to the promised land. The promise was standing.
And Moses understood this.
And understood. But if you look at how long it took them, we will not go into the tiny details of that, but it sums up what you're saying, that as a father, you need to have. So that's why it's important that as fathers today, fathers who are listening today, we are just trying to encourage them to say, you know, forge a very strong relationship with God, because there are fathers out there, I can tell you, Zibusa, there are fathers who so passionately want to lead their children to greener pastures, to greater places, but they don't know how. Because we are living in a world that is full of influence and frequencies that make people derail. Maybe we're talking like this. There's a father who's sitting and saying, look, my sons have already derailed. My children have already derailed. And the way that I look at it in the eye of the flesh, I'm even thinking, it's not possible to win them back, get them in the right path, to leave so that they can leave and I can be able to help them to, you know, receive the will of the Father. But we want to say to that kind of a father who's listening, to say, start with you. Embrace Abba Father's will for you as a dad. There are dads who, or there are men out there who wish to be a father. They are not a father.
Hmm.
They've been trying to be a father in marriage. They're not, but you are a father. Start by appreciating God for that. Start by thanking God and appreciating the love that God has showered you with just by making you a dad. And by that, that's a starting point for you. Then you will start to see more of God revealing himself and you know, unfolding his will for you. And you will start realizing the potential and the capacity that has been clothed upon you for that generation of your sons that you have been given.
Ndatechuto.
Yes, sir.
This topic is really big that we can finish it. And I don't want us to finish it. I'd love us to just park it.
Okay.
Right. And allow the dad who's listening now to take some of these things and implement them. And once he's implemented, we can then come back and say, how has the journey been? And we then take the next two steps going forward with them.
Yeah.
And I know that personally, I want to take some of the things that we've discussed here and just come back to them. There are things that I'm also doing that I'm mindful that now I need to plan for my children.
Yeah.
You know, my son's name is Zibusiso and mine is Zibuse. So in everything that I'm doing, I know that at some point I want to change the name from Zibuse to Zibu so that it aligns with his.
Yeah.
That he is also Zibu, so we are both Zibu. So by the time the transition happens,
yeah.
I am Zibu Kunene, he is Zibu Kunene. So it will be that segue from me to him, him taking the baton and running with the baton and running with it.
Awesome, yeah.
And then from there, he can then come back and then bring in the full name that he has or carry still with the Zibu Kunene, and that's the vision. And it's not something I've created, but it's the will of the Father.
Of the Father, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. You've been listening to Impact 103. And this has been God in the Picture. Very empowering, very uplifting, and very encouraging. I urge you to just take some of the lessons that we've shared, some of the tips that we've shared, and you just implement them in your life and see what that will do for you. As for Tuto and I, we are out of here, but it is not goodbye. We are coming back again. This has been God in the Picture on Impact 103. Have a blessed evening.